This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Starcade, we're backstage. Your players are warming up for today's big match. Today, one of us is going to have the opportunity to win his very own RB5X programmable robot. Got a couple of great players. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Nice audience, welcome. Nice to have you here today. We have two contestants, and we have some special contestants today. Your name?
Robert Castro.
Robert, nice to meet you. I understand you have some high scores in some games.
Yeah, Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair, which is a really great new game, Laserdisc.
Yeah.
What have you had on that? You've killed the dragon?
Yeah, I have.
Boy, that's wonderful. Congratulations to you, Robert. We look forward to seeing you play our games. And you, sir, are?
Tony Lavinia.
And Tony, you have some high scores, too. What have you scored on?
I've got over 1 million points on 3 games.
Wow. What games?
Gyrus, Robotron, and Sinistar.
Well, luckily, none of those are here. Lucky for you, Robert. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous RB5X programmable robot. There it is. So shake hands. And let's go play Starcade, Robert and Tony. And let's find out what 5 games we do have today. Kevin will tell us about those.
Jeff, there's quite a lineup of characters on the show today. We've got robots, race cars, motorcycles, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. In our first slot today, Berserk, a zap-and-wappin' robot chase. Next, Star Wars, and the Force will be with you. In the middle today, Pole Position, an exhilarating road race. It's Moto Race USA, a low-riding biking race. And Tax Scan, a spacey, racy squadron. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, good. It sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun today. We have 5 games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick that in the first 3 games, you automatically win a prize. And we'll let Kevin tell our home audience what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Tax Scan.
Okay, Mr. Whispers, thank you. Got a question for you, Robert and Tony. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. The question is, Pingo the Penguin crumbles ice blocks by A, punching them with his fists, B, kicking them with his feet. Robert.
Yeah, by pushing them.
Well, it's A or
yeah,
B.
Punch A.
A, punching them with his fists. Okay, fine, Robert. Good for you. That means you get to pick our first video arcade game. Which one are you going to pick?
Motor Race.
All right, Motor Race it is, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
You're a biker, just cruising along, not bothering nobody. On the road from L.A. to New York, and you can get real satisfaction from jumping rivers, using narrow bridges and paths, and doing wheelies. But don't get too carried away. You need that gas on the road, and you can get into a lot of trouble if you don't watch out. You pick Motor Race USA, and that makes you a low-riding biker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hear the music on this thing, Motor Race USA. It had everybody in the makeup room dancing back and forth. Okay, just a couple of hints, Robert. The wheelie strip will be on the left, the first one you'll see, but that's a dangerous place to be, so watch out for that.
Okay.
All right, and then you'll see the arrows that point to where the narrow strips are. You take the narrow strip, you get more points.
Okay.
You ready to race? All right, you have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Good. Off of that ball. to you. Nice driving. Nobody ran into you or anything. All right, my friend, head on back. Well, Tony, turn around, would you please? I don't know that that you can do much better than that. It's a pretty good race you ran.
Yep, it was.
Well, I tell you what, the only thing I would think is you watch for that wheelie strip on the left. You can get that. You might get some more points. What do you think?
I think we should.
Yeah, okay, Tony. Tell me, what do you think about the philosophy of Aristotle?
Never heard of him.
Okay, let's get ready to go. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. That break when you have a chance of that. Okay, Tom, we're going to be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here in Starcade. Stay with us.
Starcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. Today's grand prize on Starcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, can talk, and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay. Well, I know Robert and Tony both like that robot, and one of them is going to get a shot at it. Okay, let's check the score, see where we are after the first game. Robert, you have a total of 900 points. Tony, you have 500 points. Okay, really not too much different. Robert's in the lead, but of course we have another game here in the round. Then the total points scored on both games will determine who plays the name of the game board. I have another question for you, if you're ready. Here we go. In the game Defender, when the landers successfully capture a humanoid, they become A, mutants, B, yes, Tony.
Mutants
is right, okay. Well, Robert picked the game last time. He picked a game he was good at. Let's see how you do, Tone.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
Star Wars.
Star Wars it is. All right, that's a fine game, and we'll ask Kevin to explain it to us.
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the Rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's Rebel force, the galaxy may survive. Use your shield. It will survive multiple hits before it leaves you. Then trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and remember, the Force will be with you always.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Tony, you've played Star Wars before?
Yes, I have.
What's the highest score you've gotten in Star Wars?
About a million something.
Million something. Just a million something, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you just a little bit of a hint, and Robert, you can listen to this too. It's only 50 seconds, so it's a little bit different than the arcade. Now, you can pick whichever Death Star you want to go into, the easy, the medium, or the hard, but with only 50 seconds, you each might score more points going into the easy. I don't know. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sure. What the heck? Okay, here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Okay, pick the medium star. way to fly, Tony. Come on down, Robert. Let's see how well you do here in Star Wars. Now, Tony said he got a million something. How many points have you gotten on Star Wars?
Not that many.
You probably just got a million without the something, right?
Yeah.
All right, Robert. Same advice I gave to Tony. You heard what I told him?
Yes.
All right. Maybe it'll work for you. We'll find out. You'll have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Head on back there, Robert. We got a close game going here on Starcade. Two really good players playing against each other. Both of you had a chance to play Motor Race and Star Wars, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize because we'll total up both scores, and we'll see who gets to play the Name the Game board. So Robert and Tony will total up the scores between the two of you, and we find out that Robert has a grand total of 22,560. And Tony, you have 23,793. Tony, you're in the lead. Come on down here. A close game, but you do get the right here to play the Name the Game board. I'd probably the silliest question in the world now to ask you is, do you know your video games?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes, it's silly, right? Okay, we're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a marvelous prize. So turn around, if you will. Upper left-hand corner, take a look. Is that Gyrus or Galaga?
Gyrus.
Gyrus, right you are. The next one, Zor or Mission X?
Mission X.
No, sorry, you missed one. In the third one, is that Super Pac-Man or Pac-Man Plus?
Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man is right. And the fourth one, Stargate or Defender?
Stargate.
Stargate, right you are. Well, we got you on one, but you got three out of four, and that means you get something anyway. We have a nice prize for you, Kev.
It's a white metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White Electronics.
Thank you, Kevin. Good for your phone. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade and find out who's going to take home their own robot. At least have a chance to do it.
I've always loved working on computers, and in the Army, that's what...
Here's the latest news from the Starcade hotline. In the world of video games, there's lots of ways to exit the game. You can get smashed, bashed, zapped, zonked, thrown over, crashed, wiped out, run over, blown up, or just plain disappear. It's not easy being in a video game, but then it's always lots of fun. It's also not easy being on a video game show, but we have lots of fun, too. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, Robert and Tony, we're at round two. This is a big challenge. Only one game left to play, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that robot. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you, and here it is. Hands on buzzers. The object of the game Burger Time is to A, build a burger, B, eat his... Robert.
To build a burger.
Yes, A, build a burger. Right you are. Now, Tony's got some points on you, and it's up to you, Robert, to try to pick the game that you can score the most points on, and the mystery game is still sitting up there, so we're looking for you to pick either Tax Scan, Pole Position, or Berserk. Which will it be?
Tax Scan.
Tax Scan. And that's the mystery game. Well, good for you. You get a prize, and Kevin will tell you about it.
Robert, it's Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc.
Okay, Robert, now, to find out about Tack Scan, we'll ask Tacky.
Well, better to be tacky than tackless.
You're the fleet commander of the TacScan Squadron on a mission in deep space to search out and destroy the evil Galactic Empire. Lead the squadron on dodging and swerving to avoid incoming fire while you score hits with lasers and missiles. You're on an awesome journey roaring through an unfriendly galaxy in TacScan.
Okay, Kevin. Now, Robert, this is tax scan. You need some points. You're a little bit behind here. You only have 40 seconds to get them. Only thing I can tell you, I mean, you're a video arcade game expert. Me, I'm kind of still lumbering around in the amateur position. But use your add ship button for as many ships as possible because you're not going to waste them with 40 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, wish you good luck. Get ready. Get set. Play. Play. Head on back. All right, Tony, he set a pretty high score for you. Now, on this game, have you got a million something?
Oh, no. They don't have it at Space Shuttle.
They don't have it where you play.
Yeah.
Huh? So, all right, so you're going to have your work cut out for you. You'll have 40 seconds, just like Robert did. You ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck to you. You ready? Get set. Play. Both players. Wow. I would just say before we get the totals and find out who the overall winner is, that both of you are fine players, probably the two best players we've had on Starcade so far. Just really, really good, and it's been a pleasure playing with you and watching you play. Let's total up the scores and find out who the big winner of the day is. Robert, you have 38,360. Tony, you have 40,193. Tony, you're the winner. Congratulations to you. Robert, it's been nice meeting you. I look forward to seeing you again. Maybe you can give me some hints on Devil's Lair, okay? All right, you got a nice prize, too, for being here on the show. You take that home with you. And Tony, you're the big winner of the day, and Kevin has something neat for you. Kevin?
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Software for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Software from Texas Instruments.
All right. Now, if you want to catch your breath, we'll take a break, and then when we come back, we'll see if you can take a robot home with you.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages. And Trigga Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigga Elite.
Welcome back to Starcade. Well, we've had some day here today. Two really good players. But Tony, you turn out to be the big winner. Now's a chance to win your own robot. There's still a couple of games left unplayed, Pole Position and Berserk. And during the commercial, we informed you that if you picked Pole Position, you'd have to score at least 6,224 points. If you picked Berserk, you'd have to score at least 541 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players that play those same games. You reached a decision and you picked
Berserk.
All right, Berserk it is. That means if you score 541 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win the RB5X robot. So we'll let Kevin tell us about Berserk, and we'll go over and get ready to play.
There you are. Where, you don't know. Why, you don't know. But you learn fast to watch out for the robots, because they don't want you there. And just when you've got them under control, in comes the bouncing happy face. And he's not happy at all. It's the evil Otto, and you can't do a thing about it. It's invincible, so stay clear. You know what? Zapped again. How'd you get yourself into this mess? Well, when you're lost in this crazy world, it's easy to be a little bit berserk.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Okay, Tony, you're going to have 30 seconds to get 541 points. If Evil Otto comes in, you feel like getting out the door, you can. You're going to have to get to the second screen, I think, to get that extra 1 point over the 540.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wish you good luck and get ready to play. Ready? Yep. Get set. Play. Going for 541 points in 30 seconds. Doing fine, no problem here. Couple left. Into the next screen for 180. 30, 11 more. That's it. Way to go. You got it. You got yourself your own robot. Congratulations to you. You're a great player. See you on the next Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Now, how about you give me a lesson on this one, man?
All right. All right, now what do I do?
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv. and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Edwards wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.